Let's fucking do this.
Yo.
Yo.
Frost talk.
Social distance. Fuck out of here.
Social frost talk distance podcast. Social distancing edition.
You know what I should work on? I should work on an intro for the show. Like a musical little 2 second.
Nah, we had it. We got to play back the snippet of the freestyle that we did.
Oh, come and get high on me.
We can't, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, nah.
Niggas going to bite our shit. Nah, I ain't with it. Niggas going to pull a French and bite our whole fucking song.
Nah, chill. That nigga. Nah, I don't believe that.
He a bold nigga.
We can talk about that.
Boy, the dude put out all the information on all that shit. He had timestamps on everything. That nigga stole that nigga shit. I don't care. So you gonna tell me Drake ain't still XXX shit? Yes, he did. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Nah. French is a god, chill.
Yes, he did. Niggas be thieving out here. That's it. That's what it is.
Nah, bro. Producers be doing fuck deals.
And for anybody who think that Rich the Kid, like, stole that shit from Pop Smoke, no. They must not have been listening to when he said that was a tribute. You heard? You ain't hear Rich the Kid album? Like I said, I'm a fan of music. I don't give a fuck if I like you or don't like you. You put something out new, I'm going to listen to it.
No, I respect it. The reason I didn't listen to Rich the Kid, it's something about his voice. Like, if he has features, I'll listen to it. But something about him, it's like, I don't understand. Like, he sounds like he's rapping with gum in his mouth.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, it's just an annoying, it sounds like
he's from Queens, right?
I did not know that.
He's from Queens.
I swear I thought he's from the South.
He's from Queens.
I gotta claim him then. Never mind.
Yeah, from Queens, my dude.
I know Luke got cash is coming.
Oh shit, newsflash. Knicks owner tested positive for coronavirus. Fuck you, James Dolan, you bitch ass nigga. I'm sorry, nah.
Woo!
Listen, fuck James Dolan, but I don't wish that upon nobody.
But that's why they donated. That's why MSG today was
Nobody. I want everybody to stay healthy. Wash your hands. Wash your asses. Don't touch
people.
Can we
talk about that first? Why do you think niggas are taking this shit so lightly?
Because we live in the most ignorant city in America.
I wouldn't say ignorant.
We live in the most ignorant city in America.
I would say we're
the most popular. We make the most revenue in all of America.
Facts.
A quote unquote, the city that never sleeps. And bro, you really gonna look me in my face and tell me niggas out here ain't fucking ignorant? Bro, you talking about New York City. Listen, I'm a native New Yorker.
Nah,
I love New York City. This is my home. But majority of the people out here, the general population out here, is fucking sheep. These niggas do whatever the fuck they see on TV. And if they think that shit is cool to rebel and shit like that, they're gonna follow suit and jump in line. Monkey see, monkey do shit.
I don't think that's that. I think people are too used to their average day of life. No one wants to be told to have to stay home. And I think that people see, oh, it's a nice day.
I understand that, but you are, bro, we are the epicenter of a pandemic.
We are the most populated also. We are the most overpopulated city.
Compared to California? I'll smack you right now.
California, there's more space though.
You listen to what you're saying. California has the most space. California was the first state in America to have cases. How is it that they're what, in like fourth with the cases that they have? And how many people have been?
Even with California,
fourth, my nigga.
I ain't giving them no pass.
Listen.
They was
on
the beaches, nigga. What are you talking about?
Listen. That shit, January 19th, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure of the specifics, but I'm going on what I remember. January 19th is when they put out the first confirmed case in California. So you telling me once that shit went, because we already knew how serious it was in Wuhan before that shit came out here.
I didn't put you on to the
So you think that right then and there that wasn't the right time to, you know what, we not letting no flights out of California?
No, you know why? And I'm going to tell you why, because I ain't talked to you about this. There's a lot of senators.
Nope, you know why they didn't stop that shit?
Why?
Corporations.
I was going to say, a lot of senators were selling their stocks in February right before Trump had a private meeting with a bunch of Republican senators saying that the stock market is going to take a real big hit soon. And then next
and
week...
it is. And now with this fucking
COVID
bill...
But bro, peep.
That shit is straight for corporations and 1%ers. Bro, nigga, we getting taxed off everything. They're basically saying fuck the middle class.
Bro, peep. They're under investigation for... It's considered inside trading because they sold all their stocks. Trump, yeah. Then Trump announced that it was not a big deal the week after, or the same week, and then here we are. And the $1 trillion shit, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I'm also understanding that nothing's ever going to be perfect in the world.
All I'm saying is this nigga's talking about $1,200 a head, bro. That don't even cover most people's rent. So how you expect people because to get, like...
in his head, he's trying to get the shit open by Easter. That's never going to happen.
Bro, he don't give a fuck. He's not out here. He don't give a fuck about what's going on over here. But it's crazy how the niggas be in Washington. Washington had cases, and then the shit halted. There hasn't been no new cases in a couple days.
That been announced. Definitely shout
Meanwhile, out. Us in New York, the shit went up 7,000 cases in one day.
We're testing more, though, too. That's another thing of the bubble, though.
Ignorant. It's real, bro. It's the most simplest shit in the world.
That's another thing in the world, though, too. There's people that we probably don't know because in other places they don't have as the test. New York had to beg to get money, and shout out to like Elon Musk. I'm not the biggest fan.
It also got to a big part of them closing down schools because you're going to tell all these little kids not to stay home. All these little kids want to go hang out with their friends and shit like that.
Kids spread the most germs, though, you know.
Exactly. And y'all bum ass fucking, y'all idiots out here wearing masks but no gloves. Y'all ass backwards ass niggas. That mask ain't helping you do shit, my man. Y'all still out here touching everything. With y'all bare hands, bro. Put some fucking gloves on. Put some fucking gloves on, bro. You're not getting next to me. I'm fucking Lysol your whole shit and squirting you with the fucking hand sanitizer.
I got on the bus coming from work. Put my book bag next to me. Nigga was like, can I sit there?
I don't know where that shit is that you gave me. I think I put it in a coat.
Nigga was like, can I sit here? I was like, nah, bro. It's like, but your bag's there. It's like, social distance and Bob, chill, bro. Nigga stood up. Fuck out of here.
So 4 to 6 feet, my man. 4 to fucking 6 feet.
Child, and then I don't like people just taking advantage, I guess, because the buses are free, but just traveling just to travel. I know a few of those. That shit's clipped, too. That shit is so trash.
Listen, if anybody been listening, they know I've been... This is Nan speaking. Nan is back. they know I haven't been, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been on a couple episodes and shit
we
like that.
We only did one episode yesterday, and we're doing multiple episodes because you know why? People are home and not nothing to do, and we're getting more views. So, hey, that you niggas can donate so we can get a camera too. Just saying.
Facts.
Stop DMing us, yo. Y'all need to get video. Y'all need visuals. Y'all shit is lit, and then no one donates. So shout out to some of the people that you know support us. Shit, but you at least tell a friend.
Yo, and if y'all out here telling us to spin y'all shit, that's $5 a spin. Woo! I thought I was playing when I said that shit on the live. That's $5 a spin. I don't know you. I never heard your shit before. You ain't even like forwarding music to niggas to listen to. Play this.
I did not know who that was. I did not know who that was.
Like, how you, like, nigga, you demanding shit now to me. Yo, here, play this. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
You can't even click a link.
We're not even playing my shit. Stop playing.
You can't even click a link
online. I don't got
live.
No shit, but.
You can't even come, click on come. Links on live. So niggas posting their music links on live are dumb.
Like, I don't watch your SoundCloud, my nigga. You know who I'm listening to on SoundCloud? Old shit, my nigga. Old shit. I'm listening to fucking long-term fucking mentality asshole or some fucking old Denzel Curry shit or some
leak shit. You know what's funny I was going to tell you about? I was watching the producer who made that MF Doom West Side Gun shit, one of the songs. He has a video online of how he made the beat from scratch. So I was going to look at that. That was pretty fire.
You sure? Because those credits go to Doom. Doom made the beats.
Man, music's on. I'll show you after. There's some producer that made a beat for West Side Gun.
Listen, you know how I am with MF Doom. You know how rare it is for him to let somebody else produce something that he's on? It has to be somebody he fucks with. Madlib, Jay Dilla.
Let me find it.
Like, it gotta be somebody that the nigga's been fucking with for dumb long. Shout out to Joyner Lucas too. That ADHD shit.
Oh yeah,
shit,
do your
shit is pretty dope.
Do your because I ain't hear nothing. So talk about that for a little bit while I look this up.
I fucks with the album. I like the concept of the album. The track placement was pretty dope and shit like that. You sure you're not talking about the shit with Doom and Freddie Gibbs?
Nah, I said West Side Gun.
You heard the shit with Doom and Freddie Gibbs? That shit is hard.
I've really been fucking with Freddie Gibbs a lot lately.
Nah, Freddie Gibbs is nice. I fucks with Freddie Gibbs, man. I fucks with him. I need, look, what does that say right there? Thank you.
That's not it, though.
I really need, oh, by the way, I took a little time to re-listen to the J Electronica shit. I guarantee you in like a month from now, I'm not going to listen to that shit again. I feel like it was too dependent on Hov. Like,
I was going to say, you mean the Jay-Z mixtape?
Like, bro, you had, what was it, two songs without Hov?
The intro.
I'm sorry, but this was way.
The intro of Minister Farrakhan.
Bro, this shit was way too overdue. I was about to say,
the album was not too long, but yeah, nah. It's
you kind of, like, nigga kind of sat on that for a little too long, but he got, I get it, he got this little God complex, like he's the fucking greatest shit in the world. You're not cold, bro. You're not cold. Wait till Big Sean drop his Detroit 2 shit.
What do you feel about that?
It's going to, bro, we're going to go right back to 2010, when niggas was just talking about Kendrick, J. Cole, Big Sean. I'm sorry for all y'all Drake stans, but Drake had his little subcategory as the king of pop at that time. So we talking about the fucking bars, nigga, the bars, not these elementary the school cold. Bars.
Yeah, at a point,
everybody hears and like, oh my gosh, not.
I'm not gonna front. At a point, there was a point in time between like 2010 and 2012. Where the top niggas in the game, lyric, oh, 2013, 14, maybe, because I don't
know. Cole, Kendrick, Sean,
ASAP. At that point, ASAP was more respected lyrically, because now he's more artistic and singing more.
I appreciate that, though.
Artist development.
But, bro, you could tell off his first tape. When you go back all the way to the fucking, his early ASAP Mob mixtapes and shit like that, his first album. You could tell that that's how he was experimenting with sounds and shit like that.
I have a hot take. As far as the artists that developed during their careers, right? I think the most drastic change I've seen is actually Mac Miller. From the first mixtape album to like where he ended up with Swimming.
You mean like...
developed as far as changing the whole like sound.
You mean like a high profile development where you went from... this is what I am to artists. This is what the fuck I'm gonna be fucking remembered for.
Yeah, okay, boom. There you go. I like that.
Because if we talking on some shit like that, there's only, I mean, in my lifetime, artist wise, who's done that is Mac and Cudi.
But even like Cudi, yeah.
Listen. People might have something to say against that because Cudi has a specific sound.
Yeah.
But also remember, he dropped Wizard. He dropped a rock album.
Nah, you're right.
He dropped the Speed and Bullet to Heaven.
Nah, you're right.
He's going out his own lane to fucking master other sides of shit that he fucks with himself. To make it a part of his music and his higher sound. If you listen to if you listen to that shit, nigga, bro, I don't care what nobody says, bro. That album is fucking amazing. My nigga, he has Andre 3000 on two songs. Two songs.
I'm not gonna front. I like that album more.
Maybe, bro, he got maybe the song after. With Willow. The song with Willow.
Yeah, nah, ooh. I like that song maybe a little bit more. Like a few months after it came out, like that album, because I think it had to grow on me, or I had to like some albums age better than others. Put it like that.
I guess that's me, because
you're a Cudi fan.
I don't. But it's like I met the dude before he was famous. I met the nigga when he worked at Bape. I met him when he worked at American Apparel before they shut that shit down and fucking moved that shit up to by the train station on A5 before they moved that shit.
But you
shit
never
there.
Had like
this is baggy pants, crooked hat, Kid Cudi.
But you never had like an album that like aged better than when it first came out. Like Meet the Throne to me, I mean not Meet the Throne specifically, but like there are certain albums that just as time progressed and you listen back to it, you're like, damn, these niggas were ahead of their time.
Yes.
808 Heartbreaks,
bro. Bro, all of Cudi's albums. Bro, are you kidding me? The fucking, his first album, Man on the Moon?
What was that album?
Bro, that shit was way too ahead of his time. Way too ahead of his time. Classic.
I think low-key Good AM was a little ahead of its time, too. Low-key.
I feel like the Watch Your Movies with the Sounds Off, that album was incredible.
But like even shit like that, that sounds so much different than from like Divine Feminine or Circles.
Or Blue Slide Park or fucking Kids.
Kids sounds way, like that's what I'm saying, Kids sounds way different.
And I'm not going to hold you, I say this shit because when I first heard Mac, I hated the nigga. I thought the nigga was garbage. I thought, you know what it was? Did. I felt like
he was Asher Roth.
I felt like he didn't know who he was. Mm. He himself didn't know who he was. Listen, I'm going to say that. Also, another person, Childish Gambino. I listened to Childish Gambino since his first mixtape. Anybody who knows me,
I stand with that.
You could ask my cousin. You could ask my boy Derek. All these niggas, I'm the one who put these niggas on. Listen, if y'all don't know, y'all Childish Gambino stands, his first mixtape was called Sick Boy. The whole mixtape, he has this Lil Wayne type sound to it. But two mixtapes later, that's Childish Gambino right there. Then you got the Camp album came out. And nigga, from there he just, and bro, by the way, his album is crit, bro. His album is just
very Prince influenced.
It takes me on a fucking musical journey. The last few albums that have done that is the Demon Slayer patch, that Cuddy shit, fucking Mac Miller shit, Circles is, bro, the Sonics on that shit is incredible. Fucking, and Frank Ocean shit, Channel Orange. Those are shit that I could sit down and listen to that shit, and still till this day, I'm like, bro, I could be in a fucking stew all day trying to fucking chop up sounds and do shit like this.
I feel like a lot of R&B now that's coming out now, I feel like that. I like the new neo soul movement in R&B that's popping up.
Crazy. Side note, suck a dick, Tory Lanez. Anyways, continue.
Whoa. Okay.
Man, fuck that nigga. I'm sorry. That nigga got this fucking messiah complex to him that, bro.
So we were having.
You're probably the most corniest dude out here, bro.
I was having a debate with my friends, right? Tory Lanez.
I respect
is dope.
The music, but you as a person, you a cornball.
Tory Lanez is a dope artist, right? But I couldn't say he's underrated or overrated, but like to say he's underrated is kind of a. Like,
if you're talking about
stretch.
Underrated, what's the name? Jacquees, he's underrated.
His album wouldn't hit for me.
Huh?
I don't even like his last album.
That's not what he's.
I like his remixes better when he remixes shit.
That's what I'm saying.
But
when you used to sign from a specific person, that's what you used to.
It's just not even that. It's just like some people can deliver off that. A lot of rappers have delivered off doing freestyles and their original shit is fire. But like,
yeah. I mean, that's kind of how people felt about Fab, the Summertime Shootout 3. Facts. A lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people felt like it was him taking steps backwards. I didn't think that. I think that was just him saying, you know what? I'm going to finish up this little trilogy here. Wait on my next year. I'm going to have all y'all niggas stuck on stupid.
I feel like that was like a something he did for his wife.
Dig so?
A lot of the songs, I could tell he was talking about his Emily.
No, he was. He said himself.
So I think after the whole shit with him and her and the domestic disputes.
It was a more mature version of what the two prior ones were.
Yeah, super.
Nigga, listen to some.
I would always say that Fab's best projects were the Soul Tapes.
And then Soul Tape 2, go.
Yeah, nah, but his Soul Tapes were Fab. I felt like got into his bag.
Soul Tape 2, go.
You can talk about Fab.
What's the
album?
Other shit? What's the other? There's No Competition, right?
Those are fire too. Facts. Fab at one point ran the mixtape game. Like the Dat Piff era, Fab dropped mixtapes on Dat Piff, and it seemed like an album was out.
Stop sleeping on Banks, because at the time Banks was going crazy.
Oh, and I'm just saying Banks too in the Dat Piff era.
Banks was going crazy.
Yeah, the Dat Piff era. We could talk all day.
Come on, you know every October niggas is waiting on that Halloween Havoc.
Facts.
All the time.
I was gonna say
we miss you, Banks, Lloyd Banks.
He said he's coming back soon. What's those shits called with the Shock the World? What are those? He had like two mixtapes, and one of them had Shock the World on it. One of them had some shit with Prodigy on it.
Oh.
1-2-3 Grind. It had a shit with ASAP.
The shit with ASAP was hard.
He has two albums, like two mixtapes like that. I forgot now. Fuck, but.
Oh, the FNO shits.
Yeah.
The FNO shits. Yeah, FNO 1 and 2.
Party and Weekend High Beef. We think they did this back-to-back weeks as a strategy.
Nah, I think they legit got beef.
You see it too, right? They drop singles around the same time. Their albums come out around the same time.
I think they legit got beef.
I think they got smoked.
Same way how Kanye been doing the same run around with Drake for these past couple years.
I think Kanye's intimidated by Drake.
He is. You could tell, bro. Look at his interviews and when he speak on the nigga's name and all, the niggas start moving
little sporadic and shit. But
how do you feel about Kanye West saying that him wearing a MAGA hat makes him feel like he was like a black man before he was famous?
I'm going to not even answer that stupid ass question.
And I think that just answered it. Yeah.
Like I said, listen, at this point in time, Kanye, look, once he dropped that Yeezus shit, bro, I'm sorry, Kanye, I'm done with you.
I'm not going to lie. Kanye West is the only artist that My has done so dark, much.
Twisted Fantasy, you reached your peak with that. Then after that, Travis Scott wrote shit for you. Like,
he's been so impactful that whatever he does, even going forward, is not going to fuck up the respect he has.
He's going to take credit for it.
Until we have the next generation come in, the niggas that are being born, I was born like 2010, until they're 20 and they're running shit.
And I also, side note, I don't appreciate people comparing Travis Scott as an artist to Kanye at all.
I can't say that.
I don't like that shit
either. I don't like it either.
Travis Scott is his own dude. If you want to throw out the similarities between him and ASAP, how they on some weird, like, different shit, cool. I could understand that.
I don't even like those collaborations as comparisons too much because style-wise, they're totally different, too.
Yo, man, random. Yo, Joey, you got to come back, too, my mans. We need some new Joey Badass, bro.
I need some new flappers.
Shout out to all the listeners, but on some New York shit, we need some Joey.
I need some new Flatbush Zombies.
Flatbush word.
I'm cool. Nah, yo,
you heard
cool
they? You Joey. Heard they shit with Denzel Curry, right?
I'm cool on. I'm cool on Joey. Get your bag acting, bro.
That's crazy, my nigga.
Get your bag acting,
that's
bro.
Crazy, my nigga. Shout out to Denzel Curry because he was going crazy with that Versus shit. He had the shit with Rico Nasty. JID was on it. He had a couple people on that shit. That nigga. And I told y'all this before. I don't remember, but I think I did say this in a prior podcast. Denzel Curry about to take over.
Oh, explain the Versus shit for people who don't know. I like that. I like that little.
It wasn't.
It's like battle rap, but it's not really battle rap. It's like
All right. So I went to his fucking Unlocked release shit. I didn't know what the fuck I was walking into at all. Honestly speaking, no funny shit. I seen one of my mans was on the line.
Met him. How is he as a person?
I didn't get to, that's what I'm saying. It was brief as hell because there's mad people there. So it was mad brief. But the fact that before the nigga went and performed and all of that shit, he was like a cool, regular, cool nigga. Just cool, cool nigga. Cool as hell. You know what we spoke about? We spoke no funny shit, like 3 minutes, Cabo Bebop.
Lit.
So shout out to Denzel Curry. Cool, cool, cool ass dude. He's a young head. Like he's still young.
Oh, you know what, too, bro? I need some new black. Mm. 6 lakh black.
I mean, but he dropped his album a couple months ago, so
yeah. No, I need some new.
He's gonna take his little time.
This is quarantine time, nigga. I said on the last.
Yo, and
podcast,
shout out to Chris Brown for putting that shit on his story. That niggas need to start throwing out unreleased shit.
That's a fact.
Like, bro, I need, yo.
It's
like,
quarantine
time. Yo, Green Lantern, where you at, bro?
You know what I do like? I do like all the producer battles. I like the Hit-Boy, Boy Wonder battle that's happening on IG Live now. I think that should happen more often.
Shout out to Envy for going off the other day, too.
Shout out to Camilo for going off
and
yesterday.
And Clark Kent, too.
DJ Camilo. DJ Camilo is like the low-key, like the hardest party DJ.
That's probably one of my top favorite DJs, cool. DJ Clark Kent.
Clark Kent?
Always. He's low-key as hell, too. Funk, I fuck with you, but you gotta stop dropping bombs on everything, bro.
That's what makes Funk Flex funk. Nah, shout out to Funk Flex. You know why you were like Funk Flex?
I fuck with Flex.
He just did on a live. Drake had the nerve to comment on somebody's live.
Yeah, he was talking. Yeah, I know.
Some shit about Funk Flex. He said something in Patois, and then Funk Flex says, Drake, you not a tough guy.
Listen. Listen, for people who are not aware of the situation and seen the little videos on IG and shit like that, whatever Drake said that he was there dapping people up in Marcy, bro, that's not what happened. Niggas was laughing at him. Laughing at him to the point where the nigga just dipped off the block. This coming from a nigga that I used to live in Marcy Projects right there on Nostrand.
Nah, I heard the same word too, bro.
Like, nigga, you understand. You might think you missed the Universal and shit like that, bro. But when you come to the hood, Nick, bro,
You capping, bro. I'm sorry. We not these Cali niggas or these Florida niggas who gonna bend over backwards for you. My dad is straight. Fuck out of here.
I said on the last podcast that low key black is like a depressed Tory Lanez.
Nah, I don't even like comparing those two.
I think if Tory Lanez was black depressed, is
extremely talented.
I think if Tory Lanez was like depressed and not so full of himself, he would make better music, content wise.
I think black and like Khalid are more like.
Nah, but Khalid's a whole different lane. Cause he's not even really R&B.
I love that nigga's progression so fucking fast. Too. Two albums and like crazy. That's rare to see nowadays.
Shout out to Khalid for not having a neck either.
A lot of times now people will put shit out, and then they'll drop a second album, and it'll be like so. That's what I don't want to happen to Roddy Ricch.
Now, but Roddy Ricch has mad mixtapes he did before that album too.
That's the thing. Like I said, what really put me on Roddy Ricch was the Feed the Streets 2. Because when I heard Roddy, that Feed the Streets 1 shit was trash.
Development.
But part two, he, you know what I'm saying? He locked down, he got his shit together. He's like, yo, this is what I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my shit. But I just don't like that. I don't like that people like that keep referring to like, oh, my, like the people I look up to most, like Young Thug and Future and shit like that. Like, my man, y'all got to really, if you out here putting out music, You got to dip into your history. You got to respect the history of music.
You got to understand from their point of view, when Biggie died, they wasn't even born.
That's completely understandable.
So it's like for us, I guess you're right, because we still know about niggas before our time. Like
yeah, but Steve Wonder, listen, James but those Brown. Same niggas, when R.I.P. Big, when he passed away and shit like that, and they were not even born and shit like that, these the same niggas in the club singing, it was all a dream.
That's a fact.
I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. These the same niggas spitting these fucking bars.
I think any rapper coming into the game should start looking up their history, bro.
Seriously.
There's too much of a
people. You nowadays you can't call yourself a master of your craft, a true lyricist. If you don't know Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, De La Soul. Fucking Tribe, like if you don't know these niggas, ASAP Rock, MF Doom, if you don't know who these niggas are,
I had to
are,
tell somebody that because we were having a debate about producers, and I had to tell somebody like Illmatic was the first album that actually incorporated multiple producers on an album, not My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
It was more outhouse. It wasn't in house shit.
Like, he reached out to Premier, Q-Tip, Large Professor. Like, that was something.
No, that was, some of them went up to him.
Yeah.
Because at that, before Illmatic came out.
Because of the Live at the Barbecue freestyle, right?
Everybody knows who Nas is.
Yeah, facts.
Yes, yes.
But I'm saying.
Bro, if you don't know music, go back, go to YouTube, or whatever you want to do. Listen to that freestyle, my nigga. That, bro, stop playing.
I think producers got to learn their history and producers too.
Nah, it's just
no. Only because
you got niggas who can't even like name a Big Pun song.
Niggas try to kill me.
Y'all
in my
can't
school.
Name a Big L song.
Niggas try to kill me in my school for saying Big Pun's better than Biggie lyrically.
We all saw what happened with that. Where they didn't let him upstairs and all that
the
shit.
DMX so and know, shit. We know Pun's the GOAT.
We know about that. R.I.P. Big Pun, man.
Facts.
One of the greatest fucking lyricists of all time.
Random. Rest in peace, Old Dirty Bastard, too.
R.I.P. ODB. If it wasn't for the drugs, man. That man was raw. Raw.
Niggas don't even know who Old Dirty Bastards is anymore, bro.
I mean, a lot of people do because the Hulu series very popular. Very popular. I appreciate that also. We need more shit like that of like, oh shit. I would love to see some shit like that for a Tribe Called Quest.
But I would love to see shit like that for people who don't have
it
already.
For the Fugees.
For who don't have it already.
What? To see the shit with the Fugees?
And not on fucking Lifetime.
Bro, give me some shit with the fucking with the Firm.
Give me some shit with Mobb Deep.
CNN. Oh my god, give me some shit like that for real. Like I'm tired of all these niggas. That's why I'm so grateful for Griselda right now. Shout out to all
how
y'all
I showed
niggas.
A Griselda
Conway,
I showed a nigga
Benny,
but he, in his defense, Westside, he's 19, yeah, right?
Shout out to Lupe for shouting out Griselda.
I got a producer nigga, he's 19, right? I put him on, I played a Griselda song. He's like, oh, these old school niggas is all right. I'm like, they make old, I guess it's influenced by old 90s shit, but they're not old school. It's old school type music, but he's like, nah, they old school. I'm like, nah. He's like, when this came out, the 90s? I'm like, nah, bro, they new. They're not new, but they you know, up and coming. Like, feel me?
I think niggas just gotta respect the roots, man. Just respect where the music came from and how it grew and shit like that. Don't think you gonna, I don't need to know who these people are for me. Like,
I'm about to go
in. End up like fucking trash ass niggas like Lil Pump.
I ain't gonna front. I want to go in on
trash.
Playboi Carti and Trippie Redd fans too. Y'all collect their music, but they're not the goats.
They're no. No way, shape, and form. I like Trippie. But bro, you got like, this is the point in time where you start tweaking your shit. You got to start evolving. Yes, growing. You got to start evolving, bro. You're stuck in your comfort zone right now. Just don't be scared to step out.
I don't understand how niggas could like a nigga like Playboi Carti that just doesn't drop shit. Y'all like snippets and leaks. Like,
I don't know. I'm sorry. I've never been a fan.
And then why do y'all go so hard for the nigga?
I've never been a fan.
Like the Uzi fans. Like, I think Uzi's a good artist, right? I'm not a fan myself. But these niggas, these niggas is jacking like it's like the greatest work of art of all time. And it's like, all right, relax. He had mad.
That's the album of the year, right?
Yeah. Every drum. Nah, Royce is better. Every drum.
Album of the year, I'm still giving that to Circles. I don't care.
Every drum on that album was the same on every beat. Come on, bro. Niggas took Amigos drum kit, Young Thug drum kit. A little bit.
Dying. No. The window.
Oh, I got you.
Fucking dying over here. So smoky in here. So foggy in here.
Five is gonna hold New York down.
He's gonna hold New York down.
Ooh,
Fabio.
It's just like Russ said, man. Too many people trying to sound like they're from Atlanta.
Bow, bow.
Or anywhere in the South.
Nah, like, I think Fabio. Shit, I think Fabio's sound is like Pop Smoke. It's like drill more influenced to me.
I want to get back to the bars, my nigga.
I think it's a diverse group out now with the bars.
I want to get back to the fucking lines deeper than those waiting on the sneakers. That ass.
There's so many people out, bro, that I think the nice niggas get overlooked unless they go super.
That's what it is.
Like, you got niggas like Boogie, not A Boogie.
Nobody want to pick up the real New York niggas.
Not like, even New York. Like, even like, look at niggas like, not A Boogie. I'm talking about Boogie.
Oh, Boogie is nasty. I was gonna send you an old song.
Feel me?
Denzel Curry and Boogie on
see,
fire.
Shit, niggas like Boogie get kind of overlooked. They drop a masterful album, and then get overlooked for shit. And it's like,
nah. I heard Boogie off his first mixtape. I was like, who is this fucking weird ass nigga in his fucking tank top and shit, with this blurred out bitch on the cover and. Then he dropped that one song where in the video where it looked like he got shot and shit. That shit, nigga. Nah, Boogie, I fucks with Boogie heavy. Buddy, another one. Buddy is hard.
Buddy, I need his albums. Like, I need
Buddy got bars.
I need Buddy to get up there. Buddy is dope. If you don't know Buddy, he's the nigga that's on the Nipsey Hussle hook of the song everybody was fucking with. If we say Buddy and you don't know who Buddy is, you're a hypey. Because when Nipsey died, the fucking Victory Lap was like the most played album ever. So you have to know who Buddy is. Cause that hook, he was like on like 70, I know I'm jacking it, like 30% of the song.
Boogie's nice. I mean, Buddy's nice, man. Buddy's nice.
Even in Cali, even in LA, is that what you meant? Now that we just mentioned it, LA, New York have a bunch of emerging lyricists that like somewhat get overlooked.
And it's crazy that the sounds are starting to sound similar. Like a lot of Cali people are starting to sound like New York people. I needed to get back to the bars. That's why I'm grateful for this Joyner Lucas album. Because my mans was spitting bars.
I'm grateful for the internet more so because as I don't have to like depend on radio. Some niggas try though. Like I do see like Ebro shouting out Griselda. Like he shouted out Conway's new song with Schoolboy and played it. So I know there's our niggas trying, but there's politics in this shit. So I understand. You feel me?
Shout out to Schoolboy Q for coming out the trenches.
As I was
reemerging
this year, I know Kendrick's supposed to drop something, but don't you, I feel like
he's dropping. It's kind of a rock shit,
right? But I'm saying there was a year where Kendrick dropped and Schoolboy dropped at the same time. Is there a chance you think we can get a Absol album this year? Since it's kind of his turn, right? It is his turn.
It's definitely overdue.
I can see Absol drop because he was on Janae Aiko's album. Like I know he's probably working on some shit.
Ab is my dude, man. So that's my dude. He has to.
And I want
to
know when Ty Dolla $ign's releasing this so-called Mac Miller Ty Dolla $ign mixtape they were working on. Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, word?
They have a mixtape done.
Shout out to Ty Dolla $ign too. I
need you to drop. This is the Neo Soul shit. You're behind mad of this shit. You need to come out with music. And Neo.
Bro, everybody was hype about the P&D shit. I'm like, bro, I need Ty Dolla $ign. Where you at?
Nah, I'm cool. I listened to that P&D. It was all right. He's a better songwriter than artist.
Yeah, it was decent. It was decent.
Still, Weeknd kind of won that one.
Nah, the Weeknd's album, I fucks with it. It was progression. Basically. Man, I'm sorry. Y'all getting an hour podcast today.
I'm with that.
Y'all ain't getting nothing more than that because we got lives and shit.
Niggas is tired. Niggas got lives. Shout out to Instagram Live.
Facts.
Because during this quarantine, that's all you see. Niggas going on live like we care about their lives.
Facts.
Bitches on live like there's not an OnlyFans. Don't twerk on your live.
It's crazy. This all this quarantine shit.
It's exposing shit.
It's exposing.
Let's talk about that.
People.
Let's talk about that.
With this quarantine shit, you look at a lot of people's IG, you see how fucking self-centered a lot of these people
are. Or how thirsty, or like how fake shit is. Because you could see them on a regular, you know, if shit wasn't corona right now, right? They'll be posting themselves as if they're living the craziest life. But since you can't go nowhere and everybody's in the crib, you see people, the desperation coming out. People dropping their cash apps out of nowhere. People now making OnlyFans accounts, which I have no shame on. Cause you feel me? I rather you make an OnlyFans and have your Instagram up with your Cash App.
Pornhub Premium is free.
Fact though, shout out to Pornhub. But XNXX is better, but still.
I don't know, man. A lot of shit's exposed.
I think people don't know how to.
A lot of people think music is in a good place right now, and I just think this shit's lacking.
I think R&B is in a good place.
R&B is finally coming back.
I think R&B is in a great place right now.
You know, Chris Brown about to slap everybody hard.
I think Chris Brown's about to collaborate with everybody because he does do that type of thing. I can see a Chris Brown Snow Allegra song coming out, or it's Chris Brown Black. You know what I mean? Because he did work with like niggas like LMA when she first came out, Summer Walker. You know what I mean? Like I could see him dropping, you know. Brent Faiyaz and Chris Brown song will be fire.
There's a lot of people I want to see work together and shit, but I want everybody, you know what I'm saying? Step your fucking game up before I fucking drop this mixtape and show y'all niggas how this shit is done. Shit gonna be four songs. That's it. That's all y'all getting for.
One verse each.
I was gonna do nine because, you know, but nah, y'all getting straight. 2 minutes straight bars. Straight fucking bars. On some shit with a fucking... At the end of that shit, the little fucking Willy Wonka gonna come out and fucking call the Oompa Loompas to drag y'all niggas the fuck out of here. Taras. My analogies be crazy, I know.
Nigga be just chatting and coming up with shit.
My analogies be wild doogie.
Yo, bro, I don't think Lamar Odom should have did that Drink Champs interview.
I mean, how it, and the interview was good. The ending is just, should never had him drinking that much. Smoking shit was cool, but y'all should never have him drinking that much.
That nigga was taking like double shots each time.
Bro, that nigga took like fucking 7-8 shots. Like,
in like 15 minutes.
Tiger Ball, my nigga, Tiger Ball, that
shit. 15 minutes, though. Like, we weren't even 15 minutes in and he took like 6 shots. Facts.
That's kind of on Nori, too. He should have.
Nah, bro. They said
stop that shit.
They said Lamar asked to be there. So you feel me?
Yeah, but still, you know he's recovering and all that shit. You don't gotta. Don't OD with it. Don't have this nigga doing too much. You know. That shit's OD.
So if we had a nigga come on the show, and they were like, "Yo, like a Mellow," and they was like, "Yo, but you know, I'm not ready with the smoking shit." What would we say as a group? Like,
nah. What do you mean? Like,
say we had like somebody like Mellow, like, or somebody like that's like a legend, but like they were like, "Yo, I'm not ready down with the smoking shit." I would dub it. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna respect this shit. Nah, I mean, it depends how big the place is. I'm not gonna pass you the blunt, but if we in like a small little,
if we're in a small spot, I respect
shit,
it. I'm
gonna respect your shit. I'm
but if we in a big spot, I'm smoking, and you're gonna have to back up. We got mics.
I mean, we Frost Talk for a reason.
It's a fact. You're gonna take the frost out of Frost Talk, bro.
You can't do that.
Take the crystals out the bud.
It's like taking the Janae out the Echo. You can't do that.
Ooh, Janae out the Echo.
You're not gonna call her Echo. Who the fuck is that? The bitch that split up the Beatles? Nah.
A lot of these bitches now need to pay homage to Janae Aiko too. Cause when y'all was babies.
I feel like SZA about to come back on some crazy
when
shit.
When y'all was babies, she was holding it down for the lane that you guys are in now. Low key.
Facts.
Black's the best singer rapper out right now.
Huh?
Black's the best singer rapper out right now.
Singer rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that still goes to Chris Brown.
Oh, I guess you gotta consider Chris Brown in that.
Cause when Chris Brown decides to rap, that nigga, he gets stupid with it.
Tory or Chris Brown rapping?
Chris Brown. Sorry. After that dude smoked Tory Lanez. I don't want to hear no more.
Oh, and Tory tried to press him?
Corny shit. You're a cornball.
How come nobody ever interviews him and asks him, like, yo, so what was that about?
Corny shit. Because nobody want to do that. Everybody fucking, everybody knows that he draws money, I guess. Cause you go on that nigga's fucking, you get on his IG live. This nigga got a couple fucking, like 4,000 or 5,000 people viewing his shit off the rip, nigga. As soon as he goes live.
Tory Lanez is a very big with females, but it's so funny because females always jack. Oh, I need a tall nigga. I need a tall nigga. Tory's like 5'4", and it's like bitches drop their standards for bread, bro, for clout.
Exactly. Oh no, man. This is, I don't know. Like his music is cool. Him as a person, I don't fuck with. I don't care. I don't give a fuck if this shit passes his fucking eardrums and he hears this shit. I don't give a fuck.
Something in my class was like, I'll snuff Tory, and I'm like, you wouldn't snuff Tory if you met him. And the nigga was like, nah, you right. Like, I know, nigga. You're not gonna just snuff a nigga. Like, get the fuck out of here. Best Philly rappers
of all time or right now?
Of all time. Right now, I don't
Philly? Philly rappers?
Right now, who you got? Meek Mill? Uzi? PNB Rock? Ew.
Cause I like the old shit, man.
But how old? Like Beanie Siegel or before?
Siegel, Freeway, okay. Like I don't care what nobody says. Freeway and Beanie Siegel were the best niggas
out of Philly
Jay-Z ever came across. That he signed, that worked with him, you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about like currently. I'm talking about,
I mean, like
for that time.
I'll put Petey Crack up there.
Yeah, his chances. He didn't carry himself the right way, the same way Freeway.
Shout out to that song he did with Neo. That shit was lit and random.
Petey Crack was cool.
He's Crack.
Nigga just cracks. Disappeared. Nope. Freeway, you know, he found God, and Beanie's Beanie.
Freeway still rap though.
Shout out to Beanie Sigel and Freeway, yo. For real. Two fucking Philly legends, my nigga. Legends. Cassidy, another one. That fucking that COVID-19 freestyle he did was crazy.
Yo, Cassidy,
that shit was nuts.
Cassidy, please stop battle rapping.
Stop. Yeah, hang that shit up.
Hang that shit up. It's not 2001 no more.
Another person, yo, I'm sorry, Charlie Clips. I fucks with you heavy. But you right now just step away from the battle rap shit, my nigga. You on Wildin' Out, do your thing with Wildin' Out.
I feel like when niggas get on Wildin' Out, they should start working on their own original music. Right now.
Yeah, bro. That's the thing, though. Most of these battle rap niggas can't make a song. Murder Mook, prime example.
That's a fact. She might get pregnant if she swallow. Ooh. Corona bars.
I'm mad you playing this right now, bro. For real.
Wave God. Harry Frost still the all-time best producer. I'm not gonna say all-time.
Nah, you.
What up?
Tell your man to send me that first shit, my nigga. I swear to God, nigga, I will body that.
Shout
shit.
Out to Doe, other producer I fuck with.
My nigga's nasty, for real. Like I said, he's better than most of your fucking classmates. Real shit. I know they're going to hear this shit and get tight. But yeah, man. It's just... I don't know. A lot of people are definitely going to make their comeback this year, so...
I'm more excited about Big Sean than anybody else.
I think this is the year. Like we said this before. I think this is the year where it's back to the bars.
I think this coronavirus have a lot of niggas in their studios too working on some shit.
This shit back to the fucking bars, man.
Conway about to drop an album.
I'm about to shit on niggas for real. Niggas think that because they hear me freestyle, fuck around and shit like that. Yo, and in no way, shape, or form do I take me rapping seriously.
And you're still better than most of these
Never.
Niggas.
And the crazy thing is, I say that clowning. But when I show somebody, like I showed a couple coworkers and shit that the little stupid shit, niggas is like, yo, this shit fire. Like, yo, make this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, people fuck with it.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, another little nigga.
Oh, shout out to Jeezy too. His album that just came out. I listened to that one today. The EP or whatever you want to call it. That shit was fire. One of the most consistent and underrated in the game. My bad. Go ahead.
I don't know if I think he's Australian or New Zealand or some shit like that. His name is Kid Leroy. That little nigga got talent. That little nigga right there got talent. He gonna do something. Watch. Y'all gonna hear about that kid soon. He gonna do something. Something special. And is it bad that I do want one more Outkast album?
It's not bad. I think Andre has some mental things he's going through. He was in an interview with Rick Rubin, and he said that he's not. I don't think he said he's not either. He's not inspired or he's not sure of himself right now.
No, that's what he said. He said he's not. I don't think he's inspired the way he used to be. But that's one of my favorite niggas to listen to. I think it's the truth. Also, another thing, ASAP Nas, bro. ASAP Nas, shout out to ASAP Nas. I still think he's one of the nastiest motherfuckers out there.
My son ASAP 12B about to drop some shit.
I don't care about 12B.
Nah, 12B makes that mosh music.
12B's decent. Compared to Nas is the best nigga. Nas is better than Ferg. I don't care what nobody fucking says.
Nas is a bars guy. Ferg is the club guy. Rocky's the artistic guy. And 12B is the mosh pit guy. They got their lanes. I respect that.
I need new shit from Nas too.
See, man. I respect the nigga like a 19-year-old respect talking about Fife Dog and showing love to his name.
R.I.P. Fife.
And then you got niggas talking about they don't know who RZA was. Stop. That need to get shit. But mind you, they produce. It's a clip for all that. You feel me? On that Mike Tyson shit with Eminem, Mike Tyson told Eminem, "You're the only white boy that knows how it feels like to be black." I think that was a stretch to say some shit like that.
No, it's the truth. I 100% agree with it. I mean, I'm not black. I can't, you know, I can't.
I get what you're saying. Say that. I get what you're saying. He knows the struggle.
But he knows what it is. He know what, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is.
I'm going to watch the Crooked Eye. He got an interview with Rakim. I want to see. Rakim don't get the credit he deserves. I mean, nah, he does amongst, like, I guess the older generation. But amongst us, you know what I mean? Like, Rakim really set that bars wave off. The whole, like, you know what I mean? Him and Big Daddy Kane.
Nah, Big Daddy Kane is, man. That nigga, he... Wait, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane. There's too many people that was just ahead of the game with like the shit that they were spitting at the time and shit like that.
We're gonna do an episode one day where we just talk about 90s and old 90s shit.
Like when I live, that's the same shit when I go back to the Operation Doomsday, MF Doom shit. Like
DMX was 90s, no?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, that was 90s.
Cause it feels like forever. You excited for a new DMX album he's supposed to be dropping?
I'm
nervous.
I'm not gonna say I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Am I
excited? I'm not. I don't know.
I'm trying not to because I'm nervous. I don't want it to sound bad.
I don't think it is. That's the thing. A lot of people.
I heard a snippet of him and Casanova, and you know Casanova's like the baby DMX. I want to hear that.
That's interesting.
You don't think he's a baby DMX?
I mean, in a sense, yeah. Bars wise, no.
I'm not gonna say bars. Energy.
Because if we talking about that, then I want to see him and Uncle Murda.
Oh, that's way overdue because Uncle Murda was on Rough Riders. That's a fact.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see him and Uncle Murda.
Put like, some respect on Uncle Murda's name.
That's
if you're not from New York, he does not drop only one song a year. Look up the catalog. Look up the shit with him and Mano and get with the fucking times. Fuck out of here. Yeah, I lost both of those lighters. You got a lighter?
Yeah, hold on. Right here. Unless I put that shit somewhere. I don't think I put that shit somewhere.
You saw a video online where you could put like Purell on a plate and light a fire on it, but the flame would be invisible.
Purell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never seen that.
That shit is crazy. I seen that video.
I seen the aloe gel shit. What time is it? I gotta fucking skate.
I think we did good today. I think that's enough for people.
I mean, we were all over the place on some drink champ shit, but
it wasn't a dead episode though. We talked about shit.
It was pretty brief. It was good to be back, you know. Shout out to Theodore who couldn't be here today.
Shout out to Tiggy.
Theodore.
Afro. Receding hairline king.
I'm a spare him from the roasting today, man.
Nah, I'm gonna wait more till he's here. I like when we both go double team pause.
I'm feeling peaceful today, so
it was a calm day today. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, man.
Tiger King, you gotta finish Tiger King. That shit is a shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that, man.
I'm watching it today. That shit is lit.
I'm gonna do that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm gonna go on my nice little fucking workout spree, and hit the track across the street from my crib, and
I'm debating about doing that. Going to that park right there.
Every day. Every single day I've been on.
Does it feel good to at least get some sleep in now?
I have insomnia, so.
Oh, okay.
That's not a thing for me. I'm sorry.
I have to force myself.
I have like prescribed shit, but you know those prescribed shits are
side effects and shit.
No. It says it in bold cap letters. Highly addictive. I ain't fucking with that. I smoke a blunt and let my mind wander until I KO.
I just, you know, porn.
You know, I just start freestyling in my own head and shit like that. But I'm a fucking shit on everybody. I say that jokingly and confidently on some shit.
I believe it. I feel like this is a year that's just gonna starting off for everybody.
I'm a bit nah on some Joey Badass shit, nigga. One tape and that's all it takes. One fucking tape, niggas. My name gonna be ringing bells. Yo, who's this nine nigga? Who's this Wolf McQuade nigga? Y'all gonna see what?
Just like Lil Dicky.
I fucks with Lil Dicky, man. He nigga got bars.
Low key.
Lil Dicky got bars. But I like that he's like comical with his shit.
But I like that he's himself.
Yes. That's
he is real.
You know who you are. Like,
that's the definition of being real. Being who you are.
Like if I could compare like how like the shit I like rap about and shit like that, because I don't spit shit that I wrote like in like 2006, 2007 and shit like that. I be on some weird shit. I be on some like, on some from a span of fucking Mac Miller to fucking coming, not the same content, but more of like
skill set,
like my approach to it.
Okay.
On some like, no. If you talking about skill set, I'm putting myself on some fucking wordplay wise. Because if I start with the fucking wordplay wise and shit, I'm on some fucking Fab. Some fucking Doom, some fucking Lupe mixtapes.
Shout out to Red Cafe too. Albums.
Red Cafe mixtapes, not albums. On some shit like that, on some Lloyd Banks mixtapes, like
albums too. He did his thing on albums.
But he was very. He was
more.
He was dialed down a little bit.
Yeah,
you could tell. But it's an album. You want it to be commercially accepted. So you know, there's a tape. There's a mixtape. That's. I just wanna do it on a approach as like I'ma just be me on it. You like it, you don't like it. I don't give a fuck.
See, like
it's just saying
I like Banks. I can listen to Banks albums more than I can listen to Fab's albums sometimes. Am I wrong for bad for that?
Nah. Like, nah.
Cause the Hunger for More Part 2 shit was fire.
Because in a sense
Hunger for More 1 was fire.
I think that's more of a New York thing. We know how We know what to expect from a Fab album more than what we would expect from a Banks album.
See, like, I feel like the Soul Tapes are more complete as a whole.
Soul Tapes should have been albums.
But I think they couldn't clear all the samples.
No, yeah. No, hell no.
So.
Hell no.
Or you could do like Tory did, clear them and not make shit off of it. You know
that
what I mean?
That was the tape that was, we get high. Yeah, nigga, you know how long it's going to take you to clear that sample?
Facts.
That, oh, that song is fire.
That's not Love with Lil Wayne. I was like, yo.
Bro, that.
More Brooklyn, more Harlem, more Southside.
That shit was hard. First verse was crazy. Oh, my God.
I think a battle's going off on this one.
Fab, I don't know, man. Fab is up there. He's one of the truth, man. But we rapping this shit.
Yeah, we put a nice day's work in. Frost talk.
Nine is back. I'm gonna be back next episode.
Let's get this quarantine back. Content for your content.
And I might spit y'all a little 16. So y'all don't think I'm bullshit. Matter of fact, y'all not gonna get a 16. That's a whole fucking verse. Y'all niggas gonna get like 6 bars.
I think he's gonna get 4 bars from my nigga 9. Fuck out of here.
I'll give y'all 9 bars. How about that?
It's an odd number. Sound weird.
Give y'all 9 bars. It don't matter.
I feel you. All right.
Wordplay, my man.
Wordplay,
my man.
While y'all bored at home on Instagram Live, we got the podcast for you. Fuck with us. We out.
Peace.